The only place you'll find more people talking over each other than a presidential debate. This is The Perfect Pour.
That was a good one. That was a good one. This is true.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Perfect Sports Show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah. We are here.
Wow.
To hang out with you. We'll talk about some beer things and like the beers we had last week, beers we're looking out for. The listeners are going to call us about things. We're going to listen to the listeners. And we're going to drink some beers. Okay? Sound like fun?
Okay. But just this one. Just this 374th time.
Fifth time, Nick. Jeez.
Fifth.
Get with the program.
I was guessing. I'm surprised I was that close.
Well, maybe he's the kind of person where he can't count it until it's finished.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Just like it's not tomorrow.
Oh, great! I'm gonna junk this show, aren't I? Something bad's gonna happen. I have ruined it, jinxed it. For the show, we started. At least I did. I don't know about these two, but I opened up Shipyard. Yeah, it's the season. I had to have at least one. Shipyard Pumpkinhead. Shipyard Brewing, New York Shipyard Brewing. Classic. One of the classic, I think one of the all-time classic pumpkin beers is
all right, did someone give this to you or did you buy it on your own?
I bought it on my own. Six-pack.
Your own free will.
Yeah. I mean, producer.
Well, you went all in.
The producer is getting the rest of it, but I just had that one. So she's in.
You went all in and bought six. Mm-hmm. Nice.
$9.99. Come on. Worth the risk.
Modestly priced pumpkin spice.
And it's tasting very pumpkin beer. Straight. Yeah, I don't think you get more of a representation of what a pumpkin beer tastes like than the Shipyards.
Mm-hmm.
At least with a all spiced beer. Pumpkin spice beer.
This is more spice than pumpkin.
What do you got there, Nick?
I'm sipping on a narwhal. 'Tis narwhal season, as they say. You know them.
No,
they say that. They say things like that.
You have narwhal, buddy?
Yep. My dog is right here. He's watching me.
He's all, hey, man. Is that your second narwhal? Yeah, shut up. It's my second. No big deal. Okay. Well, you know you have to work tomorrow, right?
I know I have to work tomorrow. Jeez.
You get your food in the morning. Don't worry. I won't forget again.
Yeah. I mean, you're famously known as the narwhal season Nick now.
So apparently, yeah. Stoutmaster General, as they say.
What is it that you've got there, Matt? You have something yet?
Just opened a Heck Hibiscus from Zach's Brewing.
Oh. I love gold.
Wow. Did you get a crowler? Well,
no.
Did they have that in Kansas?
Yeah. I mean, they call their cans crowlers, but when you buy it as a four pack, I call it a can.
Four pack. Hand canned four pack.
While I'm not participating in Sober October, I am participating in Cutback October.
Scale down October.
There's cutbacks. We got some cutbacks.
Scaletober.
It could be a couple days before payday. It could be that I low-key has like resolutions on my birthday, which just happened. So there's a multitude of things. I figure you get through the first 9 months of the year and realize what you won't do. And then you spend the last 3 months going, I could probably make that happen.
You're like, oh, okay. Let me get this in before the year's over. Well, I think we'll hear more about Sobertober and who's in and who's basically, if you're not in, then you're out. So,
no in between.
So we got what we're drinking here. Ready to go. Ready to really begin the show.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Now it's time. Now it's fine. Now's a fine time.
Uncomfortable Dorktown silence. Matt.
What?
Let's start with Matt. Let's begin the day with Matt. Begin your day with Matt.
So, if I do recall last week, because the podcast randomly came on my truck one day when I started up, we were talking about how craft beer doors are kind of receding back to not so craft beer doors. Brewers Association feels different. They have Nielsen. They published an article on Wednesday, the 30th, saying that there's an uptick in your corner store, grocery store, ordering more craft and putting, as they call it, basket builders is a term. And they're saying that younger people are flooding stores and they're more likely to have a bigger beer budget. Oh. So that these retailers are trying to acknowledge that and take more money from them.
These young suckers will buy anything. Basket?
Watch this. I'll they put call a pumpkin beer out.
Basket builders? That's their slang for these youngins, basket builders?
Yep. Yeah, I guess you're just walking by. You know, probably an end cap or display or maybe a craft shelf. You know, the one next to the cheese, not the one over by over by the eggs. And you're just, throw one of those in. You just build your basket.
I don't know. I noticed the one time I've been in Whole Foods this whole time, they took out their warm end of, beers, singles and bombers and that stuff. It's just gone.
So they just remodeled the store. I was in there 2 days ago.
Oh.
And where some of the dry goods used to be, by the, the seeds and nut aisle, on the other side of that, they moved the bread back there.
Okay.
And then they have little gondolas full of whiskey and hard liquors randomly.
Whiskey gondolas.
What? And then there was the end cap. The main aisle you walk down, because there's the front rows and the back rows. So the end cap just off the cold beer, they now have a dry multi-layered shelf for bigger packs. So 12 packs and 16 packs.
Oh, okay.
They're all there on that end cap now.
Yeah.
And then they have this little basket that you'd probably put like little bags of chips in. They have one of those full of singles now.
So, oh, just like just random warm singles.
Mm-hmm. And like where the bread used to be now has coffee. So it's like they're kind of switching it up. So now you'll go in there and be like, actually, I could have swore this was the aisle.
I wonder if they're even going to open back up the salad bar and that stuff. Like it's going to be like a long time before we can go to Popolo salad bar, things like that.
So I imagine one of two things would have to happen. Either they would have an attendant that would build things for you, or I'm assuming they'll have a way to where, sanitize your hands and they'll give you like a utensil that you would dispose of.
Wow, that's fun.
At the end of your thing.
Great, more waste.
Well, no, like a washable utensil that you would, but the only thing I thought about that is they probably don't want, you probably don't want to put your chicken skewers or chicken tongs into the salad area. So they'll figure out something, I'm sure.
I think they're going to keep going to the pre-pack, like, you know, small, medium, large quantities of bulk goods, what I've seen anyway.
Well, I'd be happy with that if they had more variety. It's just like the meatloaf dinner is awesome, but that's the only thing you could ever find. And I'm just like, that's not what I want every week. There used to always be like mac and cheese and, you know, like, I guess they had mac and cheese and pulled pork. That's a different one. But like the hot bar had 10, 15 different entrees in any given night. So I can go on.
Choice. So I want you might just be stuck pre-ordering your choices then.
Yeah.
Coming soon to Patreon to our Golden Gods is Matt presents Hot Bar Talk. Hot Bar, a new podcast from the Dorktown Network.
I like it.
So in other news, Fresno moved to tier red, which is one less.
Why don't they worrisome. Just make tier red 11?
One lower.
It's one lower. Why don't they just make tier red 10?
So that now allows in our area, which if we have such businesses, aquariums, body waxing studios, cultural ceremonies.
God, Fresno aquariums are open.
Somebody tagged them actually. And like, unfortunately, not yet.
Not quite yet. They're just going to forever be have their coming soon sign. They're going to try and make 20 years of a coming soon sign on 99.
Cultural ceremonies, dance studios, and two different things I can't say. Gyms, Jeez. Fitness centers, higher Gym education class. Institutions, which I probably Dog need pounds. To go to, massage therapy studios, movie hey theaters, now. Museums, piercing shops, places of worship, restaurants, maximum 25% or 100 people. Same thing with worship. Skincare services, tattoo parlors, wedding ceremonies, yoga studios, and zoos. So now
finally the reptile room is back open. My piercings and my tats, finally.
Oh, what's first?
all at the same time.
The chest 805 tat,
finally? Yep. Gonna finish it. It's been half done for 6 months. It's been 8 and then half of an O. I've been walking around with half an 805 tattoo.
What's 8C, bro? Is that your old apartment?
It's not 8C, like, okay? Up? It's half of an 805 tattoo I haven't finished, right? Because of the fucking pandemic. Jeez.
Apartment 8C over here getting crazy on me.
Damn it, it's not an 8C. Fuck, I told you this would happen.
Yes. So one of my friends, she actually has her own tattoo studio, and she...
Is she good with the 805 logo?
She good with this?
Sorry. It's a real question, but all right, go ahead.
I'm just waiting for you to get it all
that
out.
That was it. That was it. It's not fun when you don't say anything, Matt. Matt's learned over the years. Like, if I just don't say anything, it just completely kills his momentum.
Yeah. So they had appointments lined up. The tattoo parlors had shut down. They were allowed to open back up in mid-June, early June. So anybody that was already booked that got canceled or asked for refunds now signed back up, made new appointments, made new deposits. They get shut down again with an unknown timeline. And now they're allowed to be back open again. So now that there's these people that are having to go through several months of people that were interested in this, like having to call them, see where they're at, see if they're still online. And there's another guy that, he'll do these really cool paintings, which I sent Mikey one of them. There was a Star Wars one. But he'll just do one-offs of those. He had said from the morning that it was announced to the late afternoon, he'd said he had 96 inquiries.
Jeez.
That would probably take him through the remainder of the year. So
now everyone's set.
It's very apparent that people are ready to get back into these personal care or.
Don't blow it, everyone. Keep your masks on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check your dates.
Check your dates. Have fun.
And probably not even an hour after the announcement happened, noon on Tuesday, I saw the first place I actually saw was Mad Duck. They're like, we're going to try to figure it out.
Robin.
Yes, we're going to have indoor seating. Please be patient. So
4 o'clock, be here.
But that's happening. Restaurants or places that serve food, including us, the way that we do, we can now have 25% or up to 100 people in our indoor space. So all your little neighborhood bars are going to start popping back up that can do food or partner with food. And that's going to help us, give us some flexibility to expand our schedule now that people are more accustomed to being able to go out a little bit.
And weren't you guys planning on kind of reimagined your new indoor tap room that you have there? It's got like a new name to it and some at Tioga.
The Lookout. Mm-hmm. We wanted that to be, originally it was just supposed to be, like say we had some sort of event going on out in the main area. We wanted some sort of retreat that was temperature controlled, that maybe you just want to go there and have a beer. Maybe you don't want to be in hustle bustle, that kind of stuff.
When you bring your mom down, then it's too loud out here. We can go in here, mom. We can have a beer. Okay. Mom, it's not loud.
But more of that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's always growing and changing. It's a big blank canvas with, a very nice mural. But options are endless.
I saw that you got untapped boards in there. I thought I saw boards.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Though we switched to untapped 2 years ago, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit, maybe 3 years ago now. And we had some 50-inch TVs out on the main bar that we retired to the front room. And we went with 65s out in the main area.
65.
They've been in there for
67, whatever it takes.
They've been in there maybe a year, year and a half.
Oh, do you love gold?
I love gold. So does that Lookout place have a bar in there, or is it just like a tables?
Yeah, it's our old setup. There was a wooden bar that we had, mm-hmm. two kegerators and a center cashier stand. All that's been repurposed and redesigned to fit that room.
I just go down Tioga now. You can go check it out. I just opened up a local beer, not Tioga though, but in the area, Full Circle Brewing's Oranges and Cream Milkshake IPA.
Wow.
Part of the Illa series.
50-50 bar? What are we talking here?
Pretty much. It is the vanilla and the orange 50-50 bar. Ooh, yeah. Dang, that's crazy. As like having a melted 50-50 bar. I gotta say, Full Circle always nails the milkshakes IPAs. Which was a discussion brought up. Where did I... Oh, it was in an article I wrote, and it was a very philosophical article, and basically, like, oh,
Whoa. I love gold.
It's cranking now. Now we're starting to crank a little bit. What do you got, Nick?
This is, I don't remember who it's from, but it's called The Lemon Song by Mraz Brewing Company.
Oh.
Zeppelin reference.
Pastry sour, lemon, pineapple, marshmallow, and vanilla.
I don't think Led Zeppelin would be into pastry sours. Yeah. I mean, quite frankly, I don't think John Bonham would drink a pastry sour. Nick.
Not a whole lot of sour. Every inch of your sour. Hazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
Didn't we try to do a Led Zeppelin one
before? Yeah, we've done.
I think you wrote them out.
I used to do those. Those were fun.
Those were fun. But anyway, even in this article, it was like...
over the like pills and like, far away.
Probably like things like milkshake IPAs and even hazies, maybe it shouldn't be called IPA. They shouldn't. I mean, it's too late now, but they should have been just called a different style altogether and not had IPA involved with the name. Because this, I mean, this, like, just for instance, I'm only talking about it because it's in front of me, not because it's like an example, but like this milkshake IPA from Full Circle. It's you get the milkshake part. And the IPA is not really there. I mean, it's there. I know it's a milkshake IPA. It's the style, but the style is milkshake. So it's like, it doesn't really need, the IPA is not really involved in it very much. So it's like, it's about as much as you could call like an ESB, pale or something. An milkshake IPA can be in the IPA category. It's like, it's too different to probably still carry IPA with it.
So you think it was just a marketing pitch? Like, people know what IPA is, so they're going to buy it?
I think it's more like, it's just like it kept...
A glam on?
Like, you started with an IPA, but you change it so much that eventually it just like wasn't an IPA anymore, but you still call it an IPA.
What do we do with it?
Like, what do we do? You just keep making...
What's the threshold of IPA?
If you're going to copy something and you don't have the original anymore, then you're copying a copy of the copy, and then eventually it's just like you can't even see what the original looked like anymore. And that's what it's like become to some of the IPA styles. It's like, it's no longer an IPA anymore. It's just another thing altogether.
So we'd be pissed if we had a real IPA and tasted nothing like what we have now.
Yeah. An actual...
What was this shit?
An actual West Coast malty IPA.
Mm-hmm. This has gone bad.
This is bad. I could taste the malt in here.
Are you sure you brewed it right?
Sure you brewed it right. Baby. Maybe this is too industry, but have you guys had to bring back people or like... Like, what's the staff look like now as of this week as opposed to, like, towards the beginning of the pandemic?
All I can say is it's a different place from when we were different. From March.
I mean, you still can't have events like you guys used to, so that's a huge hit. As far as needing people there, I wonder how long that is. Is there a color that allows you to have events? What color is it that lets you have events without food? Like, if you, for instance, didn't care about having food, Is it the next one? Which colors? Where? What color lets bars just open without food?
So orange allows you to open your patios without food. And you could have 50% capacity indoors with food. If you get down to yellow, you can do without food, both indoor and outdoor. But either they haven't made up their mind, or maybe they just didn't want to waste time on explaining, you know, putting up parameters for beyond yellow. But yellow still isn't, operation normal. It's still not back to normal. It's kind of the only real guidance that they've given is, you know, if, you know, we're on the watch list and shut down, they basically just said that, or this could have extended beyond prior to that too. But they basically just said you couldn't have music louder than a normal speaking conversation. So something like what we're doing. And
they could have volume police walking around going, "Hey, volume, get a little high, bro.
Too many decibels, bro."
I get you. So I get you guys so shut down after a few beers out there. Oh my gosh, my volume level would not be able to control.
So it's been interesting. They haven't touched on it too much, but there's a lot that goes on to putting on a music festival, and you know, you kind of need a lot of moving spots. You know, you need bodies in the door. You need to, there's just a lot to it. So I don't think that there's a definite timeline on that, but
it's going to be a while.
Just like with anything else, people are going to get creative within the space that they can work, creative within the space they can work in.
Would you see that thing? It was in England, or somewhere in Europe, but maybe it was in Germany, where they had, it was an outdoor concert, but then they had, everyone had their individual pins, like their little roped off stages that to watch from. So you guys would just have to do that. Everyone create their own little stage. That'd be fun for you to do. No work involved in that.
You'd be surprised to know that people are exploring that option. That could be a trend that pops up here.
The one I saw was like, it was like a lot involved. Like everyone's little stage was like their own little stage, and it was like 100 of them. It's just like, how did they do that? Like, how did they get that material, amount of stage material to do that? But all right. So that's what you got, Matt?
With what?
Culture.
Oh, I was done with culture a long time ago.
Oh, all right.
I'm done with culture forever.
Nick?
Don't ever ask me again.
Don't ask me.
All right. Well, if you haven't noticed,
I didn't.
They are saying,
oh, they're so bad.
Drinking is up. Ta-da.
Drinking is up. On the upswing. Drinking is up.
Yep. We're drinking more because of the pandemic.
Good pandemia. For us. Good for us. Oh, the Sober Tober is going to kill that momentum.
Yeah. So frequency of consumption is increased. Number of days, number of total days drinking in a month has increased. Number of heavy drinking days has increased.
All right.
And all followed by number of alcohol-related problems over the last 30 days has increased.
I didn't even hear that. I knew I should have bought a bunch of stock in the drinking more before this pandemic started.
Yeah. Where's the drinking more stock?
I should have went way heavy in on high drinking stock.
High drinking.
Should have invested way heavy in Coors tan cans, banquet beers.
Man, that would have been a good one.
See, it's weird because I've drank less than during the pandemic. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. You would think I would have drank more, but maybe it's just because my work hasn't changed. Like as far as hours go, I haven't worked less.
You're so essential.
Essential. So I could see, like, if you're at home a lot, if you're working from home or just wasn't working, and you'd be like more opportunity to drink. But
yeah, I don't know why this is here, but especially the drinking among women has increased quite a bit. 41% heavy drinking has increased.
Wow,
by 41%. And about one additional day of heavy drinking for every 1 in 5 women.
All right.
So I don't know if that's, I don't know. I don't know why.
It's about time.
Are they home more? I don't know if they're home more or the homeschooling thing's going crazy. Or
yeah.
Not saying all women homeschool. Some men do too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't read into what I'm saying.
Oh, you're in trouble now, Nick.
I know. I feel like I'm digging a hole. But that's what this article says. It focuses on a little bit about everybody, but most importantly, it does say a lot about what women are doing.
Interesting. Well, I support it.
All right.
Except for the bad stuff that happens from alcohol.
Yeah, except for the bad stuff. Take that down.
I support all the
I've
other
been
stuff.
Drinking. I've been drinking less beer myself and more hard alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what
if
that's you about.
Haven't noticed by my bin cut drinkings have gone way down.
Dude, come on. Is that a calorie or is that just you're getting old? Or calories or what?
Yes to all of the above.
Okay. Watching my figure.
Yep. Watching my figure. You get drunk quicker.
All right. Those are good qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I needed a break from beer, too, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The haze craze kind of drove me nuts.
Oh, no.
In that,
look what you did, hazy beers. You're driving Nick away.
I got tired of seeing everything hazed. stouts have gone way down. I've noticed stouts have almost disappeared.
Ooh. Well,
during
I know brown beer has disappeared.
Yeah, brown beer's disappeared. Porters have almost disappeared. Yeah,
porters are barely
stouts are somewhat hanging around. Mostly pastry stouts.
Wasn't for black house.
Black. I haven't seen a black house in months.
Oh, I saw it at the market.
Ooh, check the dates, bro.
Yeah, I didn't check the dates. Matt's got cat trouble over there. But yeah, the only porters hanging on are Deschutes and Sierra Nevada's porter. And there's no Browns anymore. You used to be able to get, the Rogue Hazelnut. That's gone. I mean, pretty much. You used to get Downtown Browns, North Coast. Don't see those now. Moosehead. I'm not seeing Moosehead now. It's I don't know, man.
You used to do a lot of brown shopping.
Well, for the producer.
For your other.
They're like almost dead. It's just like you don't see new beer, somebody coming out with a new brown. I cannot recall seeing somebody make a brown.
Not even a hoppy brown. They tried to hop the browns and save them, and that didn't even seem to work.
Hey, we hopped it. Yeah, I'm sorry. But it's hopped.
Yeah, but
it's already hazy before. You can't see through it already.
Well, we got brood IPAs.
Brutes are still there. Like just
are they?
Yeah, they're
still doing a brute.
They're on a machine. They're definitely artificially being their heartbeats artificial right now, but it's still there.
Wow. Who the heck's trying to survive on a brew diaper?
In a time like this.
Just put brood in there. The IV.
Do it.
I'll wake it.
So, Nick, what are we talking about, Nick?
Oh, crap. What was the warm flat beer they tried to do a few years back?
More specific. They purposely.
Those are just called cask ales.
No, they had a. There was an F word for them.
Firkin.
Firkin beers. That's the big firkin. Up in those firkins.
What's the firkin deal? Because they suck. I know there's a lot of beer, upper echelon beer people are like, oh, I really appreciate a firkin. I'm like, no. Nobody cares about uncarbonated things. If I want uncarbonated beer, I just drink the 2-day-old beer that I had opened 2 days ago that's still in my fridge.
Forgot about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a firkin. Look, I firkined it. Honey,
Honey,
are you going to drink this beer? It's been in here for 3 days open. No, I'm firkining it. No, leave that alone. I'm firkining it. Okay. You say
weird. That's nice and firkin.
Really weird words sometimes.
48 hours.
Oh, man. It's going to be a killer firkin.
We're getting you a stroke test tomorrow, Mikey. Don't worry.
I think there's something wrong with Mikey saying firkin it.
Did you see his Snapchat? He was using weird words. I think something's wrong.
Firkin. Guys, I'm firkin it. So that's what you got, Nick? Or you got more things?
Well, I got more.
All right, let's hear them.
Hey, Michael, you inspired me to look up the 20 best pumpkin beers.
All right. Yes.
You mean there's that many to put on a list?
This article is of September 10th, 2020. So this is not from 7 years ago.
It's recent.
This is fresh news.
Still within the dates.
Is this the bargain market newsletter or what?
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Our exclusive members.
Not
is bargain market.
Not knocking them. Not knocking them, but I do remember when you could. There was a point for like a good 8 to 10 months after Fresh and Easy closed, you could go in there and still buy Fresh and Easy store brand stuff like seasonings and stuff because they were like, oh yeah, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, they end up with the old Coachella beers and all that fun stuff too.
Yep.
All right, so brace yourselves. Mostly brace yourselves because about the first 10 are not independently owned beers.
Oh, boy.
Number one.
Oh, boy.
Elysian's Punkachino.
Yeah. Coffee pumpkin?
Coffee pumpkin ale. Yes, Matt, you have it correct.
Let's buy out beer. Don't drink Elysian.
I mean, if somebody could have given you a non-coffee or a coffee pumpkin ale, obviously there's some room for hope with the coffee one.
Number two, Sam Adams Sweater Weather Variety Pack.
Do I see? Is that new? Do I see that one?
Did you see this?
Does it say what's in that?
Oh, so the pumpkin beer in this one is the Jack O.
Oh, okay.
Which has cinnamon nutmeg aromas. And if you're missing Sam Adams Oktoberfest, it's also in there.
I was going to say. Come on.
What?
Oktoberfest.
Number three, Allagash Ghoul Ship.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Harpoon's Imperial Pumpkin at number four.
Okay. Yeah. Had it.
Uinta. Here we go. We got some indies. Uh-huh. Uinta shows up at number seven with Punk In.
Yeah. I already bought that this season.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
If you fancy a Nitro Pumpkin Spice Latte. the heck? It doesn't say who it's by, though. Oh, Breckenridge Brewing. Sorry.
Breckenridge. Good.
Southern Tears Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Had it.
11. Your... Oh, Dogfish Head's Pumpkin Ales, 15.
Had it.
Your Shipyard doesn't come in until 17.
How about that one this season as well? The Dogfish Head one.
Southern Tier has a cold press coffee pumpkin.
Okay. Because it had to be cold press.
Had to be. Okay. I think we're being trolled here because they also put Elysian's Punkachino at number 23.
Oh, come on. Look, we'll do this. Those idiots at the Perfect Pour will talk about it.
Yeah. I think the only one Matt would try would be Anderson Valley's Pinche Geek Barrel. I think, yes, no?
Doesn't Anderson Valley have a standard one, though?
They do, but this one's a Wild Turkey Bourbon Barrel Pumpkin Ale.
Okay. Wow.
I do love some Wild Turkey barrels.
Okay. That might be the only one to get him on this train. No. Yeah.
Not me. I'm not getting on that train. No ticket.
You're on.
No ticket. Indiana Jones reference.
Yay.
What there else? You finish, go. Finish
I'll,
it up.
I'll leave you alone after that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you want more?
Throw one more. Give me one more.
All right. See what we got. See if I can stump you. I know you want Blue Moon's Harvest Pumpkin Ale. Oh,
God. What the fuck? It's made by Blue Moon. The brewers from Blue Moon present.
All right. Let's see if you've ever heard of this one. Star Hill Boxcar Pumpkin Porter.
Nope. I mean, I'm pretty good, and no, not me.
You're making things up at this point.
How many? I wonder how many It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown references are there?
Oh, man. Not one so far.
Lame.
I don't know. I kind of want to try this Southern Tier.
I'm with Linus. I'm just going to sit in a pumpkin patch with Linus and just chill. He's the one that has the right idea.
Let's see. Star Hill is in Crozet, Virginia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Crozet. Crozet.
Next time I'm in Crozet. I'm going to check it out.
You're going to get some Star Hill?
Yeah, I'll roll by. Better get my industry treatment, though. Otherwise, I'm bouncing.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of places hiring, Mikey. You could land yourself an industry job right now.
Wait, who's hiring?
Lots of places.
Lots of places, okay. Is that it? What you got? What else you got?
That's it. Let's move on.
All right.
Let's wrap it up. Let's keep it tight.
Wrap it up. Keep it tight. Well,
in other words, I don't have anything else.
I mean, I don't want to ruin Cheers, but porchdrinking.com.
Oh, heard of it.
Yeah. Hoppy Libations got that article up, guys. You could have, if you... It sort of started it with, what beer represents a perfect pour and went off from there. So,
wait a minute.
And then it ended up being an ultimate Sixers beer. The ultimate six, making an ultimate Sixer on porchdrink.com and featured the perfect pour.
What say you about her choices?
Oh, they're all excellent, except for she put in, it's in the show notes right now, hopefully. I remembered to put it in there. So those that aren't on social media that might not have seen this, that Hoppy Libations, one of our reps listeners, also writes for PorchDrinking.com and wrote an article about the ultimate sixer and basically used us as a spine for that. One of them is one of the beers in this ultimate sixer is 805 because we love to have fun with 805. I mean, we finally got the 805 day out there in the legitimate beer press now that it's done. Now that we don't want it anymore.
But we did it to ourselves. I mean,
yeah, come on. Now we have to bring 805 day back. So now everyone that doesn't know the show, everyone that doesn't know the show are like, man, those guys like 805, huh? Okay, cool.
I'll take some 805 money if they want to sponsor.
Yeah. 805 has their own brand, man. It's their own lifestyle.
Still trying to win that truck.
Yes.
Light bars, bro.
Mikey's going to miss his Ford Ranger when they give it away.
Yeah.
It's a 49 Chevy pickup, lowered black with the black on chrome. No logos. No logos at all.
No 805 logos? Why bother?
That's why I want it.
Hey, is that the 805 truck? No, you don't see a logo, do you? Well, no, it's not it, is it? It's just a cool truck I got.
I would be fine with saying, yes, I won the 805 truck giveaway.
I did win the 805 truck giveaway. No, but it's very rad. That's the best thing anyone's done for us over these many years of this podcast. Finally, somebody's written about us in a legitimate beer periodical. And so PorchDrinking.com, go check it out. Should be a link in our show notes, hopefully.
And drink on your porch.
Yeah, drink on your porch while reading it.
Front or back.
Many show references in the article. Listeners are referenced even. It's a great time. I enjoyed it immensely. I actually almost got choked up just because I'm just like, finally, somebody.
The level of detail in it.
Somebody wrote something about us. Oh, God. Took so long.
The level of detail in there is incredible.
Yeah, that's rad. Hoppy's the best. Oh, one more thing before we move off. Yuengling is collabing with Hershey to make a chocolate porter. Would you want to try that? Yuengling and Hershey collab. Apparently this is what teaming up with Coors gets Yuengling, is they get to do collabs with Hershey now.
That's too many big brands for me. I can't do it.
There's Coors, there's Yuengling, there's Hershey.
Yeah, no, give me some indie chocolate, man.
Yeah.
I'll take a Wonka bar and...
so Wonka, I'll team up with Zax and you'll be in.
Yeah.
Nope, get down, nope.
I'll take a Zorro dark chocolate lager, please.
Oh.
Sorry. Eject a cat. Bookshelf.
Well, Louie's being very nice and sleeping right now, so.
Oh, good. He had too much pumpkin ale.
One too many pumpkin ales. He's out.
You know, interesting fact, though. If your dog has an upset stomach, pumpkin's the way to go.
Oh, I have heard that. I'll try that. The canned pumpkin? Or like real pumpkin?
Just pop open a can and plop it in there.
He might. So once in a while, he has a little tummy trouble.
Pumpkin farts the whole night.
Oh. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? We like the listeners to get involved in the show. That's a big deal for us. So we leave our voicemail line open, the 559-492-0542, 24/7, all day, every day. You can just leave a voicemail. You can get drunk, leave a voicemail, forget it's there, and then we have it. And that, and then we hold sway over you. Oh, you and I know so many voicemails we have in storage that we never played. As we just hold as currency for one day, and we need to use them for extra money. Hold out.
They're on the dark web. We're selling them on the dark web.
Yep. Oh yeah. It's a great side income for us. But so call that line. Leave us a 3-minute message or less than 3-minute message, or you can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Make an audio of something and email us, or you can actually just email us. If you're like, I don't feel like talking on your dumb show, but I do have something to tell you, you can do that too. You can just call us and, just write us a thing and we'll read the thing. Let's see. Let's go into the emailed voicemails first this week. And we'll start with this person coming from east of the Sierras.
Hey, guys. It's Janine. It's just me.
Hey.
I'm driving. What? I'm going to work.
Oh, man.
And I wanted to call in to address Chew for picking me. Thank you, Chew. That was really sweet that you're thinking of me. But I'm going to have to decline. And here's why. Because I have to go to work every day. I have a stressful job. Right now, all I do is I only drink on Fridays and Saturdays. And I'm sober Sunday through Thursday. And I think that's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the weekends when I get home from a stressful day at work on Friday, it feels so good to crack that beer and drink that beer and go to the brewery with Colin and just hang out with our friends, because all our friends really revolve around beer and our whole social life is around beer. And it's like my separate thing than work, and it's my only separate thing. And if I was sober on the weekends, then it would just be like I'm working all the time. It just wouldn't be fun. So I'm going to have to decline, but good luck to you too, and whoever else is going to do Sobertober. I totally, hats off. I just don't want to participate. Anyways, other than that, the calendar, I wanted to address that. I was thinking it would be cool if you guys, I need participation here. If you guys can take some pictures of you, or send me pictures, you can private message me on Facebook. Pictures of you guys, you know, drinking beer with your, you know, friends or your significant other, or even just by yourself, but enjoying good stuff. Just some cool pictures that maybe I could put in the calendar of the perfect poor people. I just think maybe that would be awesome. And if I don't get participation, then unfortunately there's going to be no calendor this year. That's my idea, unless someone else has a better idea.
It's a good idea.
But yeah, please send me your pictures of you guys enjoying yourself, of you guys drinking during this whole crazy year, and we'll put a calendar in it. And other than that, keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Janine.
We'll have 50% off codes for the next 5 people. You could find us at onlyfans.com/perfectpourpod.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Does she mean something different?
Wow. I don't even want to think of a shared OnlyFans account. No, we're not doing that.
She was very specific with her demands. So, I mean,
she wants pics.
Mm-hmm. Call me crazy, but I'm guessing we need at least 12 participants, you know.
Or yeah, at least. But probably best to have, like, you know, as many people in the picture as possible. So we can get as many listeners in the calendar. So there we go. We're building the calendar of 2021 has begun building, but we all got to get involved so that she actually makes it. If people are just like lame and don't send pictures, then she's like, why am I doing this? So we got to do it. What am I doing this for? Let's get some pictures to Janine. And, you know, it doesn't have to be show reps. It doesn't have to be all reps. It can be listeners, man.
Wow. Strange. It's
fun. I've got the, I've got to switch my September to October, but I've got the calendar up in the studio. Enjoy looking at it. It's, the September one was, it looks like pictures of the last year's Long Beach thing. And then there's one of, Chew Your Beer with the Zacks. So it's pretty cool. And it's got, you know, and Janine's been able to put, birthdays of, you know, whoever she knows the birthdays of, they're on the calendar. So you can look and see, what Perfect Porter's birthday is that month. And September was Matt. So look at Matt. I think Evil Circle's on there too, I think. Yeah, thanks, Janine. Let's start getting some cool pictures and start building that calendar for next year. Let's see what else we got.
Let's get the shit started. What are they treating beer with shout outs? Yeah, that was a beer, Holmes. But guess what? It's not October yet. It's September 30th. Tomorrow is October. So I can still drink beer, Holmes. So don't text me. Don't fucking DM me. Don't tweet me that I've broken the rule. This week's shout out goes out to anybody and everybody that is supporting me and Paul from Fairfax. You never really confirmed that you're going to be part of it, but
he's in.
I'm throwing you in there, homie. You're my ride or die, homie. So without you, I couldn't be doing this. So I'm doing it. I'm going hard. Sorry. But this shout out goes out to if you're supporting or you're doing Sober October, Holmes. You need a group so we can help each other. It's not that hard. I said the first week is a little hard. Your body starts shaking and you want those hops and you're salivating because you want that.
Not selling it feel. Right now.
By the second week, you're over it, Holmes. So we'll be there for support. You know me on Twitter. You got me on Untap. And also Paul, you can use him by calling into the show. But this week's shout out goes out to anybody and everybody doing Sober October with the community, with me and Paul. Hopefully Janine joined in. Janine, I'm sorry, but it's the perfect challenge. And I think you can do it. Hopefully you're part of the team and we're the three amigos. That's it. This is True Your Beers. This has been shout outs.
Alright, thanks, Chew. That was it. We're listening to Chew have his last beers until November. I wonder if he's gonna stay up, like, to make sure he has November 1st off work. Cause that's what I would do if I was participating.
Like, I gotta go crazy on November 1st.
So yeah, anyone else that's I don't know if we'll hear any more or not, but that's participating in Sobertober, let us know. You don't have to, if you don't feel like leaving a voicemail, just you know, message us on social media or email us. Let us know that you're helping, you're there with you and Paul. So we know the community.
What are they chew your beer, Perfect Pour here? How you vatos doing, Holmes?
I'm good.
I'm buzzed. I'm really buzzed. I'm not drunk yet, but I'm really buzzed. That's it. So it's today's September 30th, and tomorrow is October. And I said I'm going to do Sober October. So if you've been following me on Twitter, Nick, get on that, homie. You're missing a lot of laughs, Holmes. If you're following me on Twitter, I posted my first video of my beer collection, my beer cans, not my bottles, but just my beer cans. And I made a comment and I've decided to, once Sober October starts, whatever beers are left, the first person to comment and toast my last Untapped as of today will win or get to drink all the beers that I didn't get to finish. And that's only because it helps me with Sober October not having these cans. They're so easy for me to grab and pop open. And it just makes it fun, Holmes. It brings in the community to be part of my Sober October journey. Paul, I hope you're doing it with me. And Janine, I hope you're doing it with me. This only makes us stronger, and it brings us closer together. And it just shows the community that we can do this, man. If I'm doing it by myself, that's fine. I got this. I've done it before, and I can do it again. So I just posted a second video yesterday, and I guess I went through fucking 9 beers, Holmes, watching Monday Night Football. And then today I'm nice. On my third. I'm feeling really good, and I don't think I could finish everything that's left over. There's a third video, recap video out there of my beer fridge. So I don't think I cannot go through all those. I know I cannot. And there's a work week, and I'm a very professional person. So here you go. My last untapped for the first person to comment and toast. The comment must be a cheer. You must be cheering me on for Sober October. That person will win any beer cans that are left over in that tray. So tomorrow morning, I'll post a picture of what's left so that person knows what they're getting, homie. Barbecue tip of the week. I really don't have one because I didn't write shit down like I should be. So let's do this. Callers, call in and ask me a barbecue question. And then I'll call back in and I'll answer it for you. Because I think I was going to leave one, but I think I said it before. And plus, summer's almost over, and people really don't barbecue in the winter. I mean, we're in California, we do, but
yeah, we do.
Other people don't. But if you want turkey frying tips or any cooking tips, homie, I love to cook. I cook indoors and I cook outdoors. I make a lot of crap, homie. If you want fish taco recipes, I can do that for you. If you want to know how to do a crawfish broil, I can do that for you. If you want to know how to make lasagna, I got that. If you want to make fettuccine alfredo from scratch, I got you, homie. Chew Your Beer is a multi-talented person, Holmes. So if you got any questions for Chew, call in and let me know. Say, this is for a barbecue tip. I need a barbecue tip, or I need a kitchen tip from Chew. I got you, homie. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. I'm feeling fucking good. Let's go Lakers. Let's go Dodgers. I'm really scared of the Athletics. They're a fucking good team. But right now, they're not what I have to worry about.
No, you don't Lakers, have to worry about those idiots.
Dodgers, we got this, man. The only team that really, really scares me is the Padres. But I'm not going to say that out loud. Other than that, it's Chew Your Beer. And I'm feeling good. And I know those beers left right now. That's it, man. And hey, Mikey.
Yeah?
Nick, Matt. You guys can win this shit too, homie.
Ooh,
just comment.
Really?
Nah.
I might do it.
All you got to do is follow me. Make sure you have that little
do it right now.
Every time I untap and it rings on your phone.
I do. Oh, yeah.
You could be the first.
Choose, check it in.
Just peace out.
Chew always tags us, so I know when Chew. I know what he's up to. He's up to shenanigans. So there you go. Look at Chew, man. So cool. You get to win whatever he had left, whatever he didn't get done tonight, as he called. You get to have it. And Chew's going to, he's just going to front the shipping money, I guess. He's going to give you all that beer. Look at this all guy, man. Such an asset for anything. He's just an ass. He's just one big asset to drinking. Wow. Having best drinking buddy. Thanks, Chew. And we'll look for it. We'll see what Chew is like this October. He calls in. If it's going to be different or like, what's it going to be? You know, what's it going to be like? Let's see if we got any voicemails. I don't think we do in the traditional. Oh, we do. Oh, good. Well, let's keep it going.
Yes! Yes! This is Paul. I just heard Chew's voicemail. Chew, awesome. I was on the fence. I wasn't sure I was going to do this. But now that you're doing it with me, I guess I can't back down. I gotta do this over October. You know what that means, though. Gotta enjoy these last few days,
Yeah.
October is a great month to do this. You know why?
Why?
Because come November 3rd, I have a feeling we're all going to need to drink a lot of beer, maybe for the rest of our lives. that was a subtle political statement.
You could read that either way.
I mean, true, even if it's just you and me, that's great. I do have a funny story. Because I was kind of starting to prep myself, I've been enjoying, and I hate to admit this, but Heineken Zero.
What?
Newish non-alcoholic. Huh? It's actually kind of good. It's pretty good for non-alcoholic beer. It's just super light and crisp. It's like hoppy spring water, kind of. Really nice. But so it's great because I come home from work, I crave a beer, I have a couple of those, and I'm still moving strong. Really, all I want is the taste of beer. I don't necessarily want to get all sluggish and fall asleep at 6:30. But anyway, the other day I saw a 15-pack for $14.99. I'm like, man, that's a dollar a beer. Even if it's non-alcoholic, it's still a good deal. So I grabbed it, and I didn't realize that it was actually a 12-pack of regular Heineken with three extra Heineken Zeros.
What?
And I went, oh, fuck, after I already opened the case. And it's really challenging to you can't return alcohol from what I understand. So,
oh, no.
I cracked one of the regulars because I haven't had a Heineken in 25 years. And regular Heineken is disgusting. It's totally gross. So these 11 remaining Heinekens are going to go, I don't know where. They're going to go somewhere, not in my mouth, that's for sure. Just for those of you, there are some pretty decent non-alcoholic beers out there. There's a lot of actually craft NA beers out there. So it's kind of fun to drink the taste of beer and not get buzzed. I know that sounds ridiculous, but anyway, that's that. I've been babbling on way too much. So I think the next voicemail I leave will be a sober voicemail for the beginning of Sober October.
Wow.
All right.
October.
Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. I was waiting for it. Yeah. I recorded a non-alcoholic thing with the producer and her friend Lori. And I was going to put it out to the Golden Gods. And I wasn't that thrilled with it because I was just sort of terrible in it. I guess because I was sober. I don't know. And so I've never posted it, but I still might post it. So, but we went through like a bunch of non-alcoholic beers and I could not glam like attached to any of them, but I haven't had that Heineken Zero. And it's like, I don't know. I think I guess because it's a non-alcoholic, it doesn't feel as bad being as a buyout, but or a corporate beer or whatever.
If you're not getting drunk, they're not getting your money. Is that how that works?
That's right. You can give me fake beer all you want, but I'm not buying your real beer.
Yeah, take that.
Losers. I would always see people that are like, oh, look, I can have something continue to be out. I'm like, well, if I'm not out to drink, I don't want to be out.
Oh, but you're with people, you know, like if you got to be with a group.
I've done that before. I'm fine with just standing there.
So, with the soda. Huh?
Without, no, nothing, just hanging out. There's times where I've gotten off work and I go catch up with people and they're like, oh, come on. I'm like, no, I'm like, you're several beers in. There's not enough time to catch up. I'm just gonna
I can't catch up.
Stand here and then go home.
But I get the concept of non-alcoholic beer. If I'm Chew and Paul right now, I'm definitely lining up non-alcoholic beer for October. Chew never mentioned it, right? So I don't know if Chew's thinking about that, but I would kind of like to hear Chew talking about non-alcoholic and Paul as well. I love gold. Oh my gosh. This is a looking out for beer. I had that had this once before and it was so good. So good. This is, I'm sure it's a Wazoo Corvette beer. Original Juice from Slice Beer Company.
Oh, Slice.
Yeah, it's one of my, yeah. So, yeah,
yeah look at, oh God, what is that color?
It's nothing you need to be worried about, Nick.
You have not worried me less than right now, ever. In the history of the podcast. But
that's good. That's good. It's got kind of a Minute Maid inspired logo. Damn it. That's good. Good aroma. Oh, that's all. That's everything you want from a beer, as far as I'm concerned.
Aromatics.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Okay.
I'm calling you with a, wait for it, BevMo parking lot report.
I can't do both the things.
Like this. So I started Sober October a little early. I have really missed in my last call that I admitted that I had been giving money to Heineken, but whatever. But anyway, I have since discovered lots of really good craft non-alcoholic beers. Athletic out of Connecticut is on the top of the list. McKellar really? Is our number one. I remember reading an article several years back that he was working on developing a strain of yeast that did not produce alcohol. So unlike most of the other non-alcoholic beers where they have to somehow remove the alcohol, this beer is brewed like normal, nothing has to be removed, and it is miraculous. I've tried two so far. One is an IPA, one's a Northeast style, so it's like a hazy, super hoppy, yummy. You would just think it was a hazy pale. Has all the body.
What?
And then there's a raspberry one that just tastes like a Belgian raspberry beer, super thick body, beautiful. Man, they're amazing. They're miraculous. McKellar also actually, in fact, sells this yeast. We'll sell the yeast to other breweries. So I'm talking to you, Zach, and Tioga Sequoia, if anybody else feels like jumping on the non-alcoholic bandwagon. Now you can brew a beer that produces no alcohol, and you don't have to do anything extra or special. So, yeah, I think maybe tonight, since the last night of September, I might have one or two regular beers and then just get started on the month, which is kind of fun now that there's lots of tasty beers that don't have alcohol. And I just wanted to mention, everybody knows about the whole state of California is burning down, and here in the Bay Area, man, it's been brutal. There's a new one in the Santa Rosa, Napa, Sonoma area. It just sucks, man. I mean, it's so tragic, and the air quality here just sucks. And I ride my bike to work every day. Oh, but yeah, I'm working again. Hey, how about that?
Nice.
Yeah, it's just tragic and horrible and sad, and I hope it rains soon. I don't mean to end this on a depressing note, but...
Next week it will.
Love you guys. I'll report back in the midst of the Sober Octobers. Cheers.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Yay.
Bye. Bye.
Sober October.
Thanks, Paul. And we'll be following Paul, at least Paul and Chew. We know we've got Paul and Chew to follow this October. Okay. And Paul's going to be giving us non-alcoholic beer reports, which I'm into. I'm very curious to know if Chew Your Beer is going to try those. I want to hear what he says about those. And yes, Napa and Santa Rosa area both had their own fires. And then I think that fire, those two fires joined together. And it's just flick. But I believe by next Thursday, there's supposed to be a significant amount of rain. So hopefully it finally puts a stop to this.
Fontana, Jim. Is the rain going to come as the fair's not here?
Hey, Chief
Beer. I know.
Sober-tober.
Does it happen if the fair's not here?
Literally, the word sober means not drunk. So that actually means you could probably have a beer a night. Maybe instead of going cold turkey, no more than one
beer. There's a point.
Per day. That would keep you in the sober tober. Anyway, Perfect Pour podcast, listener league, fantasy football update.
All right. Here it is. Haven't had one for a long time.
Well, first off, since I know all of these podcasts listen to this, the Perfect Pour podcast, the Unfiltered
Phantom
podcast,
Team,
and the Beer Night in San Diego podcast. None of y'all contacted me. None of you guys hit D Fontana Jim on the DMs. So unless you turn it over this week, I want to go ahead and turn the management of your teams over to a bunch of high school kids. I've already got one guy. His dad works in Fontana. Or not in Fontana. I'm sorry. His dad works in Fresno. Nick, I will be sending you the DM information, and your beer box of fun will be traveling up to the Fresno's this coming weekend.
Wow.
I'll do it. I thought it was too late.
It is a beer from Black Plague, Tony Hawk's Brewery down at Oceanside, and a beer from, I think it's Claremont Craft Ale, one of my favorite Eastern LA County breweries. And then there's a third one in there. It's three cans, you'd be able to tell. But that one's for you to decide what you want to do with it. I'm pretty sure that is a beer that one of your in-laws really likes. So I went ahead and threw that in there. Other than that, I wanted to say cheers to Hoppy Libations on her article. Cheers in the Perfect Pour podcast. And I just want you guys to know that you all just keep up the good work, boys. Bye.
Bye.
Fontana.
Bye.
Yeah.
He got one in. Yay, he did the thing. He said the thing. Aw, thanks, Jim. I'll do it. I'll get in there. I'll see if he lets me get in there and take over that team. Because I thought, like, I kind of missed the first week, so I'm just like, oh, it's too late now. I can't do it. But I'll do it.
I'm that. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. See, I couldn't do it. But all my sound drops are on the same thing that I'm using the voicemails now, because we're doing all this online. So it's, I can't do all the things. But here's also another one that I should have. Wait, it's not there. What the fuck?
Why not? Oh, what the hell? Mind.
If you go to perfectpourpod.com and do the Paul page, perfectpourpod.com/Paul, you can get all the drops you want, and then you can make your own show. Yeah. Wait, what's this one? This is not, I don't have the fucking closing one either. If I call you tonight, we'll just listen to this. Leave you a voicemail. Will you drink all the beer? Then tell me you're sorry. It's really appropriate to begin the
I'm sorry
sober tober with that kind of tone.
Somber tone.
Very somber
tone. Here are the days I'll be participating in Sobertober. The 5th, the 12th, 19th, and the 26th.
You have your own individual days. You're like, here.
Yeah.
Where are those laid out for you? Or are those Sundays, or what? What are those?
Those are Mondays.
Mondays. Mondays are your official non-drinking days.
That's right. Yeah. I will not be drinking on any of those days.
I used to have that. Even, you know, when at some point when we were doing the show, I was still like a weekend drinker. And then I would drink on the podcast nights and then on the weekends. And then it's just it's just blossomed into a daily occurrence now.
Oh,
well, occasionally,
so you're bumping these numbers up during the pandemic.
Occasionally I'll have when I don't have any decent beer in the fridge, that will be a night where I don't drink. Yeah. I'll make that call. I'll be like, you know what, Mike, treat yourself and just not drink tonight. You know, I think I won't.
Don't have any good beer in the fridge, do you?
Yeah. All right. I don't.
Can't even bring yourself to drink an old beer.
But Jim has a point though. It's sober October. Mm-hmm. It isn't like don't drink anything October. It's sober October.
Don't get hammered October.
Yeah. So it's like okay. I can have two beers and not be drunk. I can have certainly have one beer and not affect me really. So I don't know.
Looking out right. for looking out for beers. Looking out for looking out for beers. Looking out for looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
So maybe more people can actually participate in Sober October.
So are you trying to say it should be non-alcoholic October?
Well, that's a terrible tagline. It's just like non-alcoholic October, non-buzz October. Don't get
Noctober.
Don't get drunk October.
You just call it Noctober.
Noctober. No, but I mean, the point is to not drink at all. So.
Bless you.
Not have to burp like that. Nat, are you looking out for some beers? You need to get Matt involved here.
I don't have anything this week.
Oh. Well, you're going to have something here because you wait till mine. You're also going to be in on this. You just wait, buddy. This.
You don't know you want it, but you will.
Oh, you want it. Nick?
What's up?
Do you have a beer?
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Bad Cop from Amplified Brewing.
All right.
Nice West Coast IPA.
Probably not a time to be doing that as a beer name, but okay.
Hey, they're right on trend.
So it feels like something Worst Beer Blog would be jamming them on.
All right. Maybe I missed the ball, though.
No, but the beer, what's the beer about?
It's a West Coast IPA, sir.
Yeah. Is it a clear... Really a clear IPA, or are you just hoping?
I don't know. I just saw the label.
Because, you know, sometimes people will say it's a West Coast and it's pretty hazy.
Yeah, they missed it. I don't know. We'll find out. A re-looking out for.
All right.
Is one I'd seen and forgot about.
That's what she said.
What happened? Okay, sorry.
We lost you. Damn it. No. I wonder if we'll ever be in the studio again. I might not see Nick ever again.
I was being talked to by someone else.
Oh, okay. It's all right. Your old Norwal buddy was like, hey, buddy. Chill out.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Nelson the Greeter from Port Brewing Company. Forgot about it. Never had it. Wondering if it's still around, but.
From Port, huh? Nelson the Greeter.
Nelson the Greeter.
San Diego people, assemble! Find out if that's still around.
And if you are participating in Sobertober, Dark Horse Coffee is canning a cold brew now. That sounds pretty interesting. I would like to have a few of those.
Right. Yeah, like at least you can like get like highly caffeinated, get some sort of charge in it.
Get jacked up. Mm-hmm.
Mark Maron has famously been like, you know, sober for a long time. You know, used to be into hard drugs and alcohol or whatever. And he's been sober for a long time. And he says his only thing he does is like hot sauce. Like hot.
Wow.
The hot sauce.
It gets them all.
Yeah. Hot sauce is the only thing that like sort of he can still do that sort of resembles of like changing his, that can at least for like even a moment, like alter his perception of things, like something that's really hot, like that's basically like the only thing he can do now. That makes any sense.
Yeah. Gives you some kind of buzz or
right.
sense of life.
That's what you're looking out for?
That's what I'm looking out for.
That's what I'm looking out for. Oh my gosh. Our buddies at Drake's Brewing. Our friends.
Ooh. Yeah.
At Drake's Brewing are collabing with Hen House.
Oh.
This is one of damn. The ones Matt wants to be involved in. It's called Early Birds, and it's a double IPA. And can art. Can art is beautiful. It's beautiful can art, and it's got Mosaic, Cascade, Strata, and S002, or it's my own handwriting I'm trying to read. It's Suze, it's either Suze or S002. I don't know. But
Suze.
Maybe it's some sort of experimental hop. But come on, Drake's and Hen House making a double IPA. I mean, we got to have that. Some Drake's want to send us some. Another big collab, Society and Carl Strauss. That, you know, Carl Strauss has been been making all these collab beers with all the cool people. So they got Society in on one. It's called Catch You on the Flip Side. And it's an IPA. It's out the 15th. So look out for that. Weldworks Brewing Company there in the Colorado's Mosaic Double Dry Hop Juicy Bitch. A Mosaic DDH Juicy Bits. Come on, man. Mosaic Citra and Eldorado. Wait,
that's hazy, though.
Probably. Sorry, Nick. You don't get to have it. you don't get to have this fictional beer for me. You don't get to have this beer that I don't have. And then another one across the street from Matt that he's going to want to walk across the street for. Zach's Brewing's Exactly Mosaic, now in cans, baby.
And with their own proprietary label.
Ooh, proprietary.
Yeah.
It's proprietary.
No more crowler label.
So I'll be down there Friday. I'll be getting my Zach's Brewing. And then, doesn't Tioga have a release on this weekend as well? The Woods Beer?
Forest Love.
Is that this weekend?
Friday.
So there we go. Two huge releases, Forest Love and Exactly Mosaic from Zach's. I'll be down there at 4:00 Friday. Anyone wants to see me in the Zach's parking lot for a few minutes, I'll be there. Do we know if Zach's going to be opening at all, or is it still going to be what they've been doing this whole pandemic time? We don't know. We'll see. We'll just go down the Zach's and get some beer. And if their beer garden's open, then hang out. If not, buy all the beer you can. I would think all our local people, like Pine and Palm, maybe doing something. Because they always, and I know... House of Pendragon was going to be open, right? They're going to be open to some extent. So, everybody. I mean, there's breweries in town I've never been to, which is now just bizarre. You know, 5 years ago, if I would have told myself, I'm like, there's breweries open all over the place you haven't even been to in town. I'd be like, nah, it's impossible. I'm too cool.
I've been to all of them.
You're an idiot. Future Mike, like, all right, dude, keep being an asshole in 2015, Mikey. See where it gets you.
Uh-oh.
I will.
Wow.
By the way, some stuff's going to happen in 2020. I can't really tell you, but it's going to get pretty wild. Oh, sounds fun. We'll look forward to it. Okay.
Yeah. You have had it. I'm an 8C for life, bro.
Woo! 2020, I can't wait. Hey, I came back from the future, and apparently 2020 is going to be the shit, dude.
And not in the, like the 90s phrase where it meant good.
It's going to be the shit. Well, that's some beers to look out for, aren't they? What we got? Anyone open any new beers?
Oh, I forgot something.
Uh-oh. Did you forget? What did you forget?
I got up to get a beer and I forgot.
Did you open it?
No.
Well, open it. Oh, okay. You forgot the beer? Or you,
I forgot the beer. I got to go get the beer.
Oh, my God. You're getting so old, Nick. Oh, yeah. You got up to get a beer and you came back without anything.
Without a beer.
What did you accomplish when you got up? What happened?
You don't want to know.
All right. Never mind.
Made out with some hot chick.
Oh, nice. Nice, bro. Gold. There. That's for your future opening when you find this beer.
All right.
Oh, right. We have fun here. Studio report, Louie is awake now and ready for crackers. Just so you all know. Louie misses humans showing up to the studio on the podcast night. He was looking out the gate earlier, just in case. He's like,
maybe somebody will show up.
He's like, do we not have Wednesdays anymore?
Why did you kill Wednesdays?
He's basically mad at me. He's like, why did you tell my friends to stop coming over?
Oh, again? Oh, my God. You do this every time.
They're my friends, Dad. They can come over when they want.
As soon as I make friends, you scare them off.
Yep. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That's Matt. You can friend him. He will likely accept your request. What were you drinking this week?
Been drinking Valley Haze and Facelift. Both were fresh batches. The Zach's got me some birthday beers. There was a West Coast IPA from Urban Roots. It is called Guacamole is Extra. Ooh. That was a good one. There was a beer I shared with the brother. I wanted to call it Taco King, but it had a different name for it.
Oh, well, Taco King's probably better. Whatever the name was, they should have named it Taco King.
Then there is, last Friday, I had a by popular demand, an IPL from Moxa, and that was a wonderful beer. Some other repeats in there, but that's the bulk of the things. The brother did bring over, we had a little patio hangout over the weekend, and he brought over a Barrel House stout, and then he brought a shareable beer, which he'll say what it was.
Yay.
Oh, Mr. Sandman, that's what it was.
Yeah.
River North Brewing. Whiskey barrel aged imperial stout. That was a good beer.
All right. That's Matt. Who's drinking this week? Bearded Brewer 87. The Nick 80. What were we drinking?
Did Matt talk about the Urban Roots beer we had?
Yeah.
I called it Taco King, but I don't remember the real name of it.
Raining something. Raining Tacos?
Raining Tacos?
Like R-E-I-G and that kind of.
The Reign of Tacos. Taco Kingdom Reign.
Taco King. What did I have? I had my Radiant Beauty from Green Cheek that you guys had on the show last week. I also had the Barrel House Stout that Matt talked about. The Mr. Sandman was from Colin and Janine. That was a beer I had been hanging on to for a while. You know, hung out in the back of the fridge. Mm-hmm. Probably longer than it should have, but it still tasted really nice. Had a facelift from Tioga Sequoia, pale ale.
It's a freshie.
Yeah. Had that new cool label. Uh-huh. Label refresh. I believe that was it.
All right.
It was... Oh, Treat Yourself from Zach's. I think treat that was yourself. Mixed in there, too.
Zach's Brewing. Zach'sBrewing.com. You can, if you're in California, order all the Zach's you can. Get it all shipped to your doorstep. Oh,
I had a Zorro Especial Lager.
Ooh, it's a special. It's special. Yeah. All right. I drank some beers this week. I had a pretty... pretty productive week of drinking. I tried to keep them. I actually tried to keep them like all. I went all cans this week.
Okay.
I tried to keep them all here on the beer bench. So I'm like looking at them right now. Because I don't think I checked in everything properly. Let's see. Started off with I've had that Drake's six pack of Drake's Kickback. And I've been saying it's always key to have like a 12-ounce beer in your fridge for a 12-ounce option.
And yeah, but that's like pool beers. It's not pool season anymore.
Yeah, and it still is here. The pool has been has been used this week.
Probably going to be the last. With all last, that ash.
Yeah, right? I don't. Yeah, I have not taken a reading, but probably crappy.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to start off the drinking these kickbacks. So I had that a couple times. I had from Humble Sea the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh no!
Had it. It's pretty.
That
good
was
beer.
Probably the coolest name mention you had last week.
It's a good beer. It's a fun drink. Modern Times Orderville. A new
so
one.
Basic. What? Why are you getting Modern so basic on
so
this?
So basic. I know. It was in there just as a basic beer. Green Futures from Modern Times. That's a New England IPA. It's a cool can. I had that. That was fun. Jimbei. I don't know what this name is. I guess it means something to New Glory, but to anyone else, I don't know what it means. Maybe it's... some sort of music
reference. Is it a tool reference?
Jimbei Beat. It's called Jimbei Beat.
Oh.
And it's a New England IPA. It's actually a pretty good beer. I had the Wizard of Fog from Humble Sea.
Yay.
And I had a... the Juice... Wow, how did I not check this in? I've been wanting this beer forever. Juice Box Hero. From Central Coast.
Oh,
it showed up at the market.
Nice.
And I see that beer all the time, and it's always been on the Central Coast. This is the first time I was able to find it in Fresno and jumped all over that. That was good. And then there's a cereal beer from New Glory. It's like something crunch, I don't know. It was a cereal IPA. I wasn't that impressed with it. I was expecting more out of it. And then there's a Santa Adarius out of a can. There's a Santa Adarius can. Yeah.
What is the world
this
coming
that
to?
Out of the barrel I got this from.
Oh, and wow.
There's an IPA. It's something today, like tomorrow today, I think. That was a good beer. It was just like, wow, I'm having a Santa Adarius beer out of a can in Fresno. It's crazy. The world's crazy. 2020, man. What, what can't 2020 do? There's nothing you can accomplish.
COVID brought you Sante. You should be happy.
Yeah, right? Like, thanks, COVID.
Thanks, COVID.
And that's all the beers I've been drinking. And I'm enjoying this. Just a little bit left of my original juice. Damn good beer. Cheers, Matt.
Cheers out to Kim's Babe Brews.
Yay, Kim's our friend Kim.
She had a birthday. She's still kicking, so cheers out to her.
Yeah. And that's a big deal for her, man. She went through some shit. Mm.
So cheers out to that. Cheers out to Porch Drinking for writing nice things about us. Mm-hmm. I'm worried that tens of people might find us now.
So. Oh, man. You're not going to be able to walk. You're not going to be able to go to Fashion Fair anymore, dude. No way. Not without people bothering
you.
No
way. No way, man. You're going to have to hide your light bars.
Like, those are Mikey's light bars. I know it.
No way. That can't be.
No, it is. Look at them. Look at the aluminums.
The aluminums?
The aluminums. Oh. It's how bright things are, Nick. Jeez, come on.
Lumens. Luminescence. Luminaries.
All right.
What's your watts, Max, bro?
Cheers. What's your watts? What are you running, man?
What's your watts?
How much current you running through those, bro?
Yeah.
What kind of batteries?
You run a relay? Did you do a relay?
Did you relay? Did you relay?
Help start up on the relay.
Oh, it's good.
It buffers it.
Yeah, 112, 110, whatever it takes.
Yeah. I put 130 amp alternator, which is bigger than factory, but I made it fit because I'm custom.
Right. Right. Yeah, cheers, Nick.
cheers to my electrical shop teacher for teaching me about amperage.
At Central High?
Yeah.
Do you remember his name?
No.
Oh.
Mr.
Matt, did you have him?
Probably not.
Oh. You remember any shop teachers at Central? Throw out some names from shop teachers at Central.
Wow.
What was your junior high?
What was what?
What's your junior high out there?
What's your junior high, bro?
What's your junior high?
Central Unified's junior high was El Capitan back in the day.
Well, it's still there.
No, yeah, but that was the only one.
They just bulldozed it after your... Once Matt was out of there, they're like, all right, we're done. All the Politanos went through. Got it. Plow it.
Oh, my woodshop teacher was Mr. Hunter. That's what I was trying to think of. Woodshop, bro.
Woodshop, bro.
I won awards in woodshop.
Award-winning woodshopper.
That's right.
Yeah, I wasn't that good. I did make a clock in woodshop.
Wow.
My grandma had it forever. My poor grandma had to display my woodshop, junior high woodshop clock for like a long time. That, God bless grandma. She's like, yeah, I'm going to put this up. This is going to be up for a long time.
Hand scraped mahogany, I'm guessing.
Yeah, really. With some the router work was so good.
Impeccable.
Oh, yeah. You're like, man, somebody knows how to work a router. Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Perfect RPM so you don't burn the wood, bro.
Yep. Cheers for missing Nick.
Cheers to Bull Brew Review, new Instagram follower. Eats and Treats, Seattle Craft Beer. Cheers to where did it go? It's here somewhere. It's coming up. I can feel it. It's so close. Apple Pie 3. Good old Rianne from Spokane. I've seen her posting in the forum lately.
Over at Spokane Reps.
Yeah. And of course, cheers to Hoppy for her incredible article on horse drinking.
Hoppy. Yeah, cheers to big cheers to Hoppy, man. All our reps, but specifically Hoppy Libations. Got us into porchdrinking.com. Thank you. I honestly welled up when I was reading that. I was like, thank God, it's finally. Now we can retire. Now, Hobby, she screwed us because we're done now. We got into a reputable beer publication. We're shutting it down.
Old we did plug. The
thing. Bullet. So that was so rad. Look at the line. Show notes if you don't know. Or just go to porchdrinking.com. You can find it. Our golden gods. The golden gods of the perfect bar. Donate money to the show every month and help us pay for the expense of running a beer podcast, which is, there is no, of the genres of podcasting, none is more expensive than a beer podcast as far as I'm concerned. If you got a podcast that costs more than running a beer show, then message me. We'll duke it out. We'll have it out. Or we'll record it. Like genuine podcasters, we'll record it because nothing real happens unless you record it. Did it really even happen if you don't record it? And we'll see if your genre of podcasting is more expensive than a beer podcast, because I doubt it. So thank you all to all our golden gods. Patreon.com/perfectbore if you would like to be a golden god. You get invited to the private Facebook group. You get invited to our Discord group. And you also get to hear the tailgate every week.
Yay.
Some weeks it's cool. Some weeks it's not so much. It's just you don't know what's going to happen.
We said a lot on this episode.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. All right. I had some fun. I enjoyed my original juice. It was a great beer. I had a Shipyard pumpkin. I had the Full Circle oranges and cream. It's good. It's a good week. Louis had some fun.
So good.
How many crackers did Louis have?
He probably had a half a sleeve.
Solid half.
Yeah, solid. He's good. He's happy. Well, all right. We're good? Everyone cool?
We are. Yeah. Of course we're cool.
Cool. Go down to Zach's in Tioga this weekend. Pick up some beer. Tioga's got a couple of great beers right now that are helping out with the forest fire and or the creek fire. In general, the whole West Coast is a forest fire, so... Ours is called the Creek Fire, but everyone's got their own now, apparently. So, man, check your own local breweries. Go support. Everything's starting to parse open back up to some degree or another. But even so, still got to be safe.
Enjoy 25% of indoors.
Enjoy 25% safeness. Check your dates. I'm doing this out of order, but sorry. Have fun.
Oh boy.
And be safe. I don't know what I said. I can't do it. Yeah, wash your hands, wear a mask, do all the cool things, be a cool kid. And thank you for listening to this episode. 375 terrible closings to an episode right here.
Yay. We almost crashed it.